Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Story here from CNN. Being an armchair detective has turned into an American obsession, fueled by the abundance of true crime content in podcasts and TV series. But some of those projects have sparked actual legal developments.
Yeah.
The latest example involves the high-profile case of brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez. Everybody who's our age knows their names. Convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the 1989 murders of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, inside their Beverly Hills mansion. On Thursday of last week, prosecutors in Los Angeles announced they are now reviewing new evidence presented in their case ahead of a hearing next month, including a letter written by Eric Menendez, who is now 53, that his attorneys argue corroborates allegations the brothers experienced years of sexual abuse by their father. In their petition to review the case filed last year, attorneys for the brothers also cited the Peacock docuseries Menendez plus Menudo, Boys Betrayed.
Now remind everybody what the Menudo band member came out and said a few years ago. I had forgotten about this.
The Menudo band member, who was 14 at the time, said in a sworn affidavit that he was raped by Jose Menendez,
who was a Hollywood music mogul producer person.
Big shot, yeah.
The Menudo brothers would not have known Eric and Lyle Menendez from Adam.
So Menudo was a revolving boy band out of Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Probably the most famous to come out of it is Ricky Martin. But there, after a certain age, you had to leave Menudo and they would replace you with another young Puerto Rican.
So ask yourself, Scott, why a boy band member who went on to have some success years later would come forward and say the monster, Jose Menendez, and I believe he lived a monster and died a monster. Right. Why would you come forward and say in a sworn affidavit that you were raped by Jose Menendez? He doesn't owe those two boys that are sitting in prison anything. And yet he came forward with one of the most painful, awful crimes against him that maybe only those closest to him knew about. He raised his hand and said, this happened to me too. I have screamed for years those boys were victims. Did they shotgun blast mom and dad to their deaths? Yes. Would that outcome of that case been the same had the jurors in the second trial been allowed to hear the evidence of years of horrifying sex abuse? No. It would have been manslaughter at best. They would have been out 20 years ago, and you know it.
Riddle me this, Batman. When you're putting on a defense, you are allowed to bring into evidence certain things that would point to either an excuse or a motive for your potentially criminal behavior. Why were they not allowed to bring into evidence the allegation that dad was raping his son?
And mom knew it.
The judge has carte blanche to strike any of that evidence.
But you have a right to defend yourself.
Here's the difference, Scott. The judge in the first trial allowed that testimony, and family members of Jose and Kitty took the stand under oath and said, those boys confided in us as early as age 9. They were being molested. They didn't have the correct terms or verbiage as young boys, but they confided in us, and I will not get into the graphic detail of that testimony, but it was graphic.
We got it.
What was happening with dad as early as age 9. Family members testified to that in the first trial. The judge allowed that. It was a hung jury. It was hung right down gender lines. The women on that jury thought it was manslaughter because of the abuse. The men on that jury couldn't understand or didn't buy that a father could do that to their sons behind this white picket fence in Beverly Hills. They just couldn't believe that something so horrible could happen to this perfect rich family, right? So first trial's hung jury. Second trial, new judge. The judge says, nope, we're not allowing that evidence
but
in.
Why?
It was a slam dunk for murder at that point because there was no way, in the absence of all of that, it just looked like two rich kids that shotgun blasted their parents to death.
Well, so they could spend the fortune.
And their behavior after the these killings was—
they bought a Rolex.
Was in a car.
Yep.
And lived the high life, went out clubbing.
But they already had the high life. And one of the things their defense attorney said was, if this was about money— they had they already had the high life, except they were living a nightmare. They already had that high life. And so why would you do something that so obviously would lead right back to you with the purchase of the guns and all that if there wasn't a reason? And of course there was a reason.
You think they ever get a new trial?
Yes.
You do?
Well,
and it is time served. Let them out. They're not a danger to society.
And you had mentioned last week that they would, as kids, would fight over who
had to sleep with mom.
Right, as if they were fighting so that they didn't have to.
One of the cousins testified, Scott, when dad was out of town, the boys would get into knockdown dragouts over who, quote, had to sleep with mom. And she was so 17 gross at the time, the cousin. And the cousin said, I didn't really understand it. Like, it was my Aunt Kitty. Like, what was going on with that? Well, fill in the blanks with what you think was going on with that. That was a house of horrors. And I have been furious to this day those boys are still behind bars.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.